And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right. It's the second hour of the program, the Earshot 20. How's it going? I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio with you. And if you were listening to the first hour of the program, well, you know who we are. If you weren't, welcome. Thanks for joining us in this hour. You're going to get lots of great music again. And if you haven't listened to, if you didn't get a chance to listen to the first hour, make sure you go check it out online. Lots of ways to do that. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. But first, we want to tell you about the site where we get the charts from, and that is earshot-online.com.
Absolutely. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50, of which we play the top 20 albums, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. This week, 31 radio stations reporting. And you can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. There's all kinds of stuff on there right now, including an interview with Perry Cat. And coming up later this month, you're going to hear from Sloan, the new pornographers, and all kinds of other artists. And I also want to put an extra focus on the fact that, as I just mentioned, you can find the regional charts on there. So go check that out. We're bringing you just the top 20 albums of the top 50 albums nationally, but you can find out all kinds of really cool records charting in all these different provinces all across the country, all kinds of cities and small towns and little humble abodes of community radio all over Canada, including our home, CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick.
I feel like you had something really good there. You were like, you had a whole lot of information, and then all of a sudden it just started to come out, and you were like, oh, man, yeah, now, okay, good, good. No, it was good. And you can find us online, earshot20 at gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and at earshot20 on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. All are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and it will play something from your latest release. So great feature for you. Make sure to get in touch with us. As Brian mentioned, lots of stuff to find on the on earshot-online.com, the Earshot charts. And as we're talking about campus and community radio, the importance of campus community radio and all of those stations that do submit, keep in mind that it is that time of year that a lot of campus and community radio stations, including our home station, going through their annual fund drives. So please be generous. Please make sure you donate. All the information that we will have for our home station, Local 107.3 FM, will be posted to our Facebook page and ways you can donate and be involved in that. But you can also make sure to donate to your local stations. All are great causes and great ways to support nonprofit organizations. So make sure that you take advantage of seeking that information and how you can be a part of making a difference for your radio station in your community. We've got the top 10 coming up in this hour of the program. Plus, we have Stephen Karlik and your lowdown. So giving you a little insight as to what's debuting on the charts below the top 20. And we also have some switcheroos going on. I'm going to use that word because you used it in the first hour. Some switcheroos. And I like the alliteration.
I don't remember using that word.
You said switcheroo.
Oh, good for me.
I was going to mention it in the first hour. I was like, no, I'm going to save that little nugget until the second hour of the program. So yeah, lots of movement and a new number one, which is kind of
lots
exciting.
Of flip-flopping.
Oh, now you're trying to outdo me. I'm gonna come up with something for the next break. All right, we'll kick things off right now, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming at number 10.
All right, we're going to hear from the new album of Foxygen, which is called And Star Power. It's on Jag Jaguar. It's into the program for the first time. It debuted at number 35 last week, and this week it's at number 10, kicking off that set of tunes. You're going to hear a track called How Can You Really? You're also going to hear from Elephant Stone. They dropped number 9, just one spot this week, and their new record, Three Poisons. You're going to hear Knock You From Your Mountain. And after that, you're going to hear from P.S. I Love You at number 8. Up from number 10 from the album For Those Who Stay. Keep it locked right here. We'll let you know the track heard when we return.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
You were the one for me.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9. Shot 20. Number 8.
We'll be right back.
That was For Those Who Stay, the title track for the newest P.S. I Love You record at number 8, up from number 10. At number 9, dropping one spot, was Elephant Stone from the album Three Poisons on Hidden Pony Records. You heard Knock You From Your Mountain. And starting off that set was number 10, up from number 35, first time into the program, the new record from Foxygen called And Star Power, and a track called How Can You Really.
Second hour of the Earshot 20, counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Thanks for sticking with us, and we're heading back to the phone line to catch up with Stephen Karlick again, talk a little bit more about some more music news from exclaim.ca. This time we're going to start things off with an announcement from Viet Cong.
Yes. So Calgary post-punk act Viet Cong got a lot of acclaim for their excellent cassette demo last year, which was recently reissued on vinyl. And now they're finally going to have a proper full-length. The quartet, which features members of Women, Sharp Ends, and Chad Van Gillen's touring band, have readied a 7-song LP. It is self-titled and includes a new version of the previously released Bunker Buster, along with plenty of new material. The album will arrive on January 20th in the new year via Flemish Eye in Canada and Jag Jaguar elsewhere. Online, you can find the album's artwork as well as stream the new single, which is called Continental Shelf. The band also have tours to plan through North America, including Canadian shows in Winnipeg, Vancouver, Montreal, and Toronto. You can see all those dates and listen to the song on exclaim.ca.
Yeah, so definitely something to look forward to for Viet Cong. And to anybody who is familiar with this show knows that they're no stranger to the charts, so we'll probably be hearing from them as well. And in the same vein of releases, Aurora has some new stuff planned, as well as a tour with Cold Specs.
Yes, so more Canadian content coming your way. Sophomore album for Aurora planned coming up. A press release notes that the 2015 collection will feature a similar sound to last year's In the Pines, in that it features, quote, cigar box guitars, beats, melodies, and vintage hum. That being said, the rhythms are a little more propulsive this time around. Sonic touchstones for the record apparently include Wilco, J.J. Cale, and Emmylou Harris. The new album will be out on Club Roll Music next September, so a long time from now, but they are teasing it. It will apparently be called La Force. The big difference here is apparently in the lyrics, where the last one was inspired by Alice Notley's poetry book. This one is about a woman undergoing treatment for hepatitis C. The new collection features the band's own words, inspired by the tarot card for strength. And while we still have a year to wait for La Force, the band will spend the fall touring North America with Cold Specs. There are a few stops in the northern U.S. and a selection of Canadian dates. Throughout Western Canada and in Ontario and Quebec, unfortunately, no maritime dates yet. But yeah, lots happening in that camp, so lots to look forward to.
Check it out for sure. Check out the dates also online, exclaim.ca. And to round out the talk about releases, you've gone from, it seems like you've taken from all different types of genres. We've got one for DJ Premier and Royce da 5'9".
Yes, apparently the two rappers have a new project called P-Rhyme, or Prime. They have now gone ahead and given up the details behind their debut release. It will be out December 9th and will be self-titled and issued through their own record label. An interview with Rap Is Out of Control had Premier explaining that the project had initially started out with the intention of using the whole Slaughterhouse crew, but scheduling shifted things around towards it being a team-up between just him and Royce. And what was originally supposed to be a 5-song EP has blossomed into a 9-track album. The project is a first for Premier in that it finds him exclusively using samples cribbed from the catalog of composer Adrian Young, who has done film tracks for 12 Reasons to Die with Ghostface as well as Black Dynamite. Quote, I've never sampled just one artist. I'm known for my reputation and my creativity, Premier said in a statement. I wanted it to be my traditional thing where I sample everything I find, but I'm really proud how the project came out, and Royce is one hell of a pusher. Tracklist for the album is available online, and there will be guests Killer Mike of Run the Jewels fame, of course, not to mention his prolific solo material. Schoolboy Q shows up, as do Common, Mac Miller, Absol, Dwelle, and J Electronica. So that sounds like it's going to be a pretty excellent album.
Sounds exciting and something to look forward to for fans of those two artists. All right, Stephen, we're going to throw it to you for your song pick of the week. Of course, as always, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us.
My pleasure. My song pick of the week is from a Toronto band called Absolutely Free. They've been around for a while, releasing EPs and singles and 7-inches and that sort of thing. But their first full-length is out this week. It was available October 14th through Arts and Crafts in Canada. It is a self-titled effort, and one of the songs from it is called Beneath the Air. You're going to hear it right now. The album has a lot of sort of krautrock influences, a lot of electronic pulses, that sort of thing, but it is sort of a more experimental rock record. It's really excellent. You should check it out. This song is called Beneath the Air, and it's on Earshot Radio right now.
Extra. Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim Magazine, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Bar Brothers, Weezer, Flying Lotus, Lowell, The Flaming Lips, Caribou, Goat, Tinashe, King Tuff, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was King Tuffa number 6, up from number 12 there. Latest on Sub Pop is called Black Moon Spell, and you heard a track called Madness. Before that, you heard from Ty Siegel. And number 7 down from number 4 is his latest called Manipulator and the Singer. And you heard from Stephen Karlick, his pick this week from Absolutely Free's self-titled album, you heard Beneath the Air.
Yeah, and a big thanks to Stephen for joining us on the program, as always. And you can check out all the music news all the time, exclaim.ca. Check that out. More tracks to bring you, and in just a few minutes, after a couple more tracks, we're going to be giving you the lowdown. So Brian's going to let you know now what's coming in at number 5.
Another one sitting still this week and also playing Halifax Pop Explosion. It's Rich O'Coin. He has a new one out called Ephemeral, and you're going to hear a track called Let It Go after that. At number 4, up 2 spots, is Tops, the new one called Picture You Staring on Arbutus, and you're going to hear a track called Blind Phase.
It's the Year Shot 20.
That was Blind Phase by Tops from their record Picture You Staring at number 4 up for number 6 and sitting still at number 5. This week it was Rich O'Coin from Ephemeral. You heard Let It Go.
Nothing tops that record, eh? No? All right. It is the Earshot 20. We're counting down the national top 20 from earshot-online.com. We are into the top 10. Going to take a break from that now as we head to a segment that we'd like to bring you every week. Give you an idea of some of the albums that are charting below the top 20 from the national top 50. And we call this...
It's the lowdown on the Earshot 20.
7 debuts this week below the top 20, entering their third decade as a collaborative force. Two-piece pioneering Vancouver indie rock band Mechanormal kick off the lowdown at number 48 with their new album, Empathy for the Evil. Charlatan Combo Coyote released their debut EP, Proof of Life, and it finds its way in at number 44. At number 42, Cold Coast is the debut album from Montreal's Secret Sun. Ontario roots trio Elliot Brood move on from last year's 10th anniversary issue of their EP Tintype with new full-length Work and Love at number 39, their first since 2011. At number 37, Buck 65's new album Never Love is inspired by his recent divorce. LV is the debut full-length from Ontario surf rockers Legato Vipers, who previously lurked with Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet's Dawn Pile on their 2013 debut EP Quick Slug. And closing out the lowdown this week, just below the program mark at number 21 is the sophomore album from Montreal-based Americana outfit, the Barrer Brothers, entitled Sleeping Operator.
Thanks for that, Brian. And now we're going to get into the top three. I've been telling you that there's been some movement. A new number one is afoot. And Brian's going to let you know first what's coming in at number three.
All right, at number three, it's last week's number one, Death From Above 1979. They have a new record out called The Physical World, and you're going to hear a track called Cheap Talk. Stay tuned and we'll let you know the top two when we come back.
She can't.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Keep on waiting. I don't have to make up my mind. I'll be waiting for the
It's the Earshot 20.
And there you have it, folks. At number one this week, it is Caribou, after debuting at the incredibly high spot of number three. They're now at the top spot with their new record, Our Love. Sitting still at number two is the New Pornographers with Brill Bruisers. You heard a track called Fantasy Fools, and you also heard Cheap Talk by Death from Above 1979, and number three down from number one from the record The Physical World. And that song from Caribou heard way at the end of the program was Second Chance.
And that does it for another countdown this week. It's the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony M. and Brian Cleveland in studio with you as well, and we do this every week. We count down the national top 20 charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And we do it from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We broadcast and record out of that station every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You can also find us online at radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in. And join us next week for another countdown we'll be bringing your way. Stick around right now. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.